Phil Corman from CESA, who are the local hero folks, and Carolyn Hillman, a local hero farmer from Hillman Farm in Coleraine, with 30 goats. Carolyn, is that true?
Somewhere around there. I don't count.
Goat cheese, in some people's palates, is one of those acquired tastes.
That just kills me.
Does it?
Do you have to acquire a taste for, like, spaghetti?
No, because we grow up eating spaghetti, and we grow up drinking cow's milk and eating cow cheese. But goat's milk and goat's cheese is something that people grow more and more accustomed to.
I don't think so. I think people have had a bad experience with goat cheese.
What kind of bad experience could it be? Just a bad cheese?
Bad cheese, mm-hmm. Bad milk, and a really awful flavor, which is really barney or goaty, and that's usually because of how poorly it was made.
Mm-hmm. See, now that to me seems better. I want it to be barney and goaty, but I guess that's not right?
Well, there's a difference between poorly made and then a cheese that enhances the flavor from the goat milk to give it character.
Now,
yes.
you brought a litany of cheeses here, Carolyn Hillman from Hillman Farm in Coleraine, right near the Vermont border. And I'm such a wine snob now that I need to figure out what goat cheeses go with which wine. So
and what adjectives you're going to use with cheese now that you've learned them for wine.
Okay, what is this one that I'm tasting here?
You're going to start with the mildest, which is the Chèvre.
Chèvre.
Yeah, or Chèvre.
Oh, yeah, in French, it's Chèvre.
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 And that means goat, did you say?
Yes.
Okay, good.
French.
Good to know that.
Fromage de goat.
I really like this. It doesn't taste, I wouldn't say it tastes mild at all. I think it's very strong. It's tangy.
It has tangy and a richness.
Smooth.
And flavorful. Okay. And creamy.
And creamy, yeah. It's got a little bit of that cream cheese thing happening.
Now you'll move on to the ripened version of that.
But ripened Chèvre means it's all Chèvre, right?
Yes. Okay. So this is ripened for 2 weeks, and the tanginess you'll see mellows out.
Just like a wine, as it stays longer in the bottle, it becomes more subtle. And what are these herbs that are on the top?
That's lemon thyme and coriander seed that I grind up.
Now, what am I going to want to drink with this? Do you know? I'll tell you what I think. I want a Syrah Viognier blend.
That sounds good.
Okay.
I drink tea with my cheese because I have it first thing in the morning.
Well, you, Carolyn Hillman from Hillman Farm in Coleraine, are missing out. You should be drinking wine first thing in the morning.
Now that is my favorite cheese.
Okay, now
this is Flora. And that's going to be a little bit more outspoken.
Mm-hmm.
It brings out the goat milk flavor.
Okay, and what's the difference for people who have not dared to try goat milk yet? What would you say the difference is in the palate between a goat milk and a cow's milk?
Well, farmstead cheese, for one thing, has more of a thicker cream, like, because the cream in the cow's milk is heavier, is more pronounced. A goat's milk cheese is much cleaner in taste.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that is, but
And now this is the last one, the feta. What makes feta feta? If Chèvre is goat cheese, does feta mean something specific?
It means it was made in Greece.
Yeah.
No.
No, but really, because there's cow feta too, right? Not all feta is goat cheese.
That's right.
So what makes feta feta?
Feta is just the name. What makes Parmesan Parmesan?
I don't know.
The style in which it is made. It's a brined cheese. It's a very acidic when it's made, and it's put in a brine of salt, water, whey, and then it's aged in that.
And there's your habit. So whether you make it with cow's milk or goat milk, it can be a feta. And then you make it into squares.
So what I don't get, Carolyn, you know, there you are living in Boston, and now you make goat cheese and you bring it to market in Northampton and Greenfield. How does that happen?
Yeah, what were you doing in Boston? Were you cheese-oriented or goat-oriented in any way?
No, I was art-oriented.
And now you're artisanal-oriented, I guess.
Exactly, I guess. I wanted to get out of the city and moved to Shelburne Falls and then to Coleraine. And in Coleraine, I met my husband. And he comes from a family of farming. He grew up on a farm there. They were farming since the 1800s. And he had left it also, but had animals when I met him, oxen and horses.
Wow, oxen. That's intense. So that's not
pets.
Like a cat.
And then we got two pet goats, and I was making my living as being a cook. Goat farming and making cheese brought together the idea of being a cook, being artistic, and loving the animals and the life in the country, basically.
Carolyn Hillman from Hillman Farm in Coleraine, a CESA local hero farmer. Phil Corman from CESA. You can find more at buylocalfood.org.